Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Usnera.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
I actually get a lot of messages on my OnlyFans.
Oh, a lot of DMs?
A lot of DMs from people that actually listen to the podcast or even the show. And it's kind of a cool feeling. It's like, hi.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Here's my booty. Yeah. I think I said this last week. I have like the worst luck when it comes to trying to do my content.
And yes, because of your house filled with people.
But I swear to God, I jinxed it. I made it even worse. But I should probably preface this. I love to do my makeup. I love to put on wigs and do different things. So it takes me a minute to get ready.
Yeah.
And I've had guys like, because I posted a TikTok about me, like, oh no, my mom's on her way back. Let me, and I'm taking my makeup off, you know, as I'm trying to get ready for OnlyFans stuff. And guys are like, you don't need to wear makeup. I'm like, I like to get into this character. It makes me feel sexy.
Especially with a wig. That totally makes me feel like I'm a different like person. Mm-hmm. Like I need a different name. I have a different persona.
Like, so that way each picture set is different, or at least feels different to me.
That's super nice that people say you don't need to wear makeup, though.
I'm like, thanks.
That would take so much time off your shoulders.
I know, but I can't look at the pictures of me when I don't wear. I don't know. Some pictures when I do wear a lot of makeup, I'm like, okay, that was a little much, but. Like, that's a part of the fun.
Some people do like that natural look, though.
Yeah, I'll probably do some like that soon. But I think it was Wednesday?
So a week ago?
It was Wednesday or something. And I'm getting ready. And, oh, no, it was Sunday. Sunday, my mom's like, I'm going to go to church early, blah, blah, blah. But she didn't realize she had a register before. She hasn't gone to church in over a year because
of COVID world. Yeah.
So she's like, I want to go to church. And I'm going to take, you know, your little brother, which I will update you guys on the adoption status in a minute. Good luck with that, because he's not going to sit still. So have fun.
I would not take a two and a half year old to church.
So I'm thinking, I already had my outfit plans in mind, like everything. I'm doing my makeup, playing around with it, and then I get a call from him. I'm like, hey, so he was acting crazy, so I had to get him out of there, and I didn't realize you had to sign up, so I'm coming home. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
No! Yeah, because what quote-unquote work meeting would you be having on a Sunday morning?
Exactly.
I mean, you could have faked one, but...
It's just...
Did you end up doing anything?
No. So she calls me and she's like, hey, I need to go to the store. I'll come pick you up.
Say hell no. I don't want to go to the store.
No, I actually...
I'm still in my pajamas, Mom.
I actually needed to go to the store.
You give her a list of what you need and she could get it for you. Mom, I'm working here.
I took my little brother to the store yesterday. Oh my God. That is... I went on a hike this weekend, like for a couple hours, hike-ish, not what you do. Yours,
how do you?
It wasn't a real hike, like compared to the ones you do, but it was a hike. I wore my hiking boots.
Out in nature.
I had to go up and down hills. and I got more of a workout chasing this kid at Walmart than I did this weekend.
Oh, yeah, he probably wants to touch everything.
No, but like he loves to run away because he thinks it's funny to be chased in the store and will hide
honestly,
under things.
I feel like I would, like, if I was watching it, I would think it's funny too.
Oh, yeah, it is sometimes really hilarious, and I'll take pictures and then I go off and chase him because it's.
That's where he might need a leash.
I don't judge any parent who does the leash thing. But yeah, I was exhausted and I know how hard it is to go to the store with him by yourself.
Yeah.
So I was not going to do that to her.
So did you take your makeup off?
Yep. I'm like wiping it off, got in the shower. Because when I do my makeup, I get all up in everything. I'm like, okay, I'll do it Monday. But last second, we get a call or an email saying that we need to have a meeting on Monday with... his lawyer. So my parents got a lawyer for the adoption process, but one of the things the state does for this adoption thing is that they appoint a lawyer to the child.
Wow, that's legit. Two-year-old got a lawyer.
I know. That's what I was telling my parents. I'm like, he thinks he's hot stuff now. He got a lawyer and everything. he has social workers, and the social workers do make sure that he's okay and they're keeping track. They come once a month, but they can only do so much and look at it from a certain point of view. The lawyer comes in kind of unbiased and is able to really look at everything. So we were freaking out, nervous about that. So we took the day off because we had to go talk to the lawyer. My mom took the day off. My dad took the day off. So I'm like, everyone's home. And then we had him there. We didn't take him to daycare because he needed to talk to the lawyer. Yeah.
Did you guys have to go to where the lawyer was, or did the lawyer come to you?
The lawyer ended up coming to us.
Oh, so you had to make sure the house was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And he's weird with new people.
Did he not like his lawyer?
He was like kind of indifferent. He's just like,
indifferent is better than not liking.
He's like, I don't want to be here. I want to go do my own thing. Why are you making me sit here?
Did they ask him questions? Like, yeah, like the people you live with? Do you feel safe here?
If he could talk better, then I think yes. But he's not at that stage where you can ask him those kinds of questions.
Oh, he doesn't process.
It's like hungry. Yeah, he's hungry. Okay, cool. Here's his food. But luckily they liked us. That was a big load off our chest. Just knowing that we were fine in that kind of, just because we didn't know it was going to happen.
No, yeah, super random.
So I'm like, cool, Monday. That's usually my day. I do a lot of it Monday and Tuesday. So I'm going to do my content on Monday. I could not.
Okay, so what about Tuesday?
So Monday night.
Uh-oh.
My mom says, I really want something sweet, like a flan. And I'm like, I think there's flan in the fridge, but it's been there forever. Let me see. And I look, I'm like, there's no expiration date. And I was just going to put them in the sink so I can clean the containers out and dump it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can smell it if you want. I don't know if it's good. And she smells it and everything. She's like, no, it's still good. She got food poisoning.
Oh, from it?
I'm guessing, because none of us.
Is she the only one that ate it?
Mm-hmm. And she was the only one that was sick.
Oh,
so she stayed home all day yesterday, and I like watched, and she was just not okay.
Food poisoning is horrible. Mm-hmm. So did she get like the migraine with it, or is it just like all her stomach?
It was just all her stomach, from what I understood, like what she told me.
Yeah.
It was just constant. Like anytime she would eat, it was just bathroom.
Crows.
So yeah, my mom was home all day. So I ended
up, how's that house searching for your parents going?
They found some they like, but they're being built right now.
Oh, like built like it's going to take another like 6 to 9 months?
No, not that long.
Oh, okay.
I think another 3 months.
Well, I mean, at least they would probably be like one of the first people to buy it or put an offer in, right?
Right. That's the idea. So we'll see. Cross your fingers for them. But I was just like, are you kidding me? I totally jinxed myself. So I'm trying to hurry up and get out of here quickly so I can go home and maybe do something.
Are they at work today, all of them?
Yes, I called.
Good.
Oh no, yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna try to see what I can get done. But I know the second I get home, it's like
that's just what you'll want to do.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, you could have meetings on Wednesday nights too.
I'm like, maybe I'll do the more natural look. I'm not doing any makeup. Enjoy.
Yeah, people are asking for it. So why not?
I also said for my feet loving peeps. Because I have a few gentlemen that enjoy feet pictures and stuff. I'm like, I'm thinking of go getting a pedicure. What color should I get? So maybe I'll go get the pedicure and take pictures of that.
Oh, that'd be nice. So you post that on your regular. You don't even have to people don't even have to ask for the feet ones.
No, right? I don't post for the. I mean, so I've had people like ask me for shoots. Like they want their own content. So I do like 5 pictures for like a certain price, right?
Yeah.
And so for the people who like feet, I make sure I take a sexy picture and include my feet in them.
Oh, okay, but you don't just post the feet for everyone to see.
Not like really, because that's not for everyone.
Yeah. No, that's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were just like, here are my feet, everyone.
And some people like it when I wear socks, so I do the sock thing. I always ask people, like, what they kind of vibe for, like, what they like. Are you looking more gothy? You know, whatever, and I can see what I can do.
Yeah, you like to please.
Yeah, plus it's like, it's fun dressing up. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to dress up as, so when someone gives me a little direction, it's fun. But yeah, I have a couple that I definitely need to do a few videos, hopefully finish them all today.
Do you have like a timeline of usually when someone asks, do you say, okay, I'll get you within 7 to 10 business days?
I don't give them a timeline. I just say, give me a few days. And yeah, everyone's super understanding. They're super cool about it.
Good.
There's one time, like, or recently I made the mistake. I thought somebody had already paid me. And I sent him the pictures, and then I realized, you haven't paid me yet.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, can you send me the payment? Because I was sending him pictures and a video, and I hadn't gotten the video. Like, I did some videos, but the audio, I just hated the audio. So I wanted to redo them. Like, I'll send you your video in a little while. Could you send me the money first? I don't think he ever replied. I need to check.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm like, that is...
Oh, hell no. What was the video of?
It's... The way I describe the videos is me looking all sexy.
Yeah.
And I'm persuading you to do things.
Ooh. Okay, so is this like, a category on your OnlyFans like, hey, you can get this? Or do people request for this specific type of video and then tell you what they want to be told?
People can definitely tell. Like when I started, I've done video. People like, I want a video. And I'm like, okay, I'll get you a good video. That's kind of how I described it. I'm like, I'll send you something good. I promise. Like I'm wearing fancy lingerie, saying like looking real cute, saying real sexy things to you. And some guys are like, hey, can you use my name? Can you do this? Can you make a sign? Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's easy.
So what do you tell them to do?
I can't like, say it.
No?
No.
Is it like naughty things? Yeah. Is it like things, chores?
No, it's things to, like, I mean, if they asked that they wanted somebody more like that, I could do the more domination service kind of people.
But usually it's like, I want you to lick my face. Like stuff like that.
Something
except
like that.
Yeah. Hopefully more sexy than that.
Yeah. It's like a lot of like, not. What would you do to me? Would you do A, B, or C? Do you like what you see?
Oh, and how long are the videos usually? Like a minute?
Like 60 seconds or 30 to 60 seconds.
Okay, okay. That's kind of like the perfect little.
Yeah, because any more than that just gets awkward for me.
She's going on a monologue about like, this is what you could do now, or.
I'm just checking. Yep. Nope, he has not replied.
Thanks. He never replied and he never paid.
Mm-mm. Because I said, oh, could you send me the payment? I'll send you the video. I forgot to ask, but he hasn't checked.
Can you see if someone's read it or not?
I can't tell. Hold on. I'll have to play with it a little bit.
How long ago was this?
It was end of last week. So almost a week ago.
Like, and you know he's probably been on OnlyFans since. Mm-hmm. Oh, does he have his name?
No, some people don't. Oh, it's interesting when people do have their name.
Call him out.
Oh my god, I would probably call him out by first name at the very least.
Yeah, his name, or like if they have like a number hooked up to it or something, then you can like Google them.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
So
but
mean.
That's like, come on, and they're good pictures.
Yeah, and it was probably a great video.
I mean, I didn't send him the video because like I accidentally sent him the pictures before he sent me the money. I'm not going to do his video until he sends me the money. So I didn't even bother redoing it.
Ugh.
Yep.
It's not like you're charging like hundreds of dollars, you know? Like,
no.
What a D-bag. Don't be like that, people.
I think he asked for some expensive stuff, though.
Really?
Yeah, I do a series where I wear a wet t-shirt.
Oh!
And I charge more for those.
Oh, I love the wet t-shirt look.
Anywho, before I get Sarah all hot and bothered.
Too late.
We were talking about makeup, and I decided something last week, very impulsively in a sense, because it was like...
Oh, that scares me.
I'm like, I like this. I'm going to see how I can make this happen. And within a couple days, I'm like, I made an appointment.
So you're making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I am getting a face tattoo in a sense.
What? Are you pulling a Post Malone?
No.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what it is about Post Malone, but I would do him so hard.
Is it because he looks like he'd be one of your ex-boyfriends who were in jail?
Probably.
Is it because
he can sing to me so
actually,
sweetly?
Actually, he does. He's actually a pretty awesome musician if you haven't seen any
and
of his stuff.
He seems like a really cool dude, too, right. Actually, like just with interviews key. And stuff.
He loves Olive Garden. Who doesn't want? I like him
for
just
real.
I'm not attracted to him, but I like that he just seems chill. Like, I would definitely hang out with him.
I think maybe that's why I'm attracted to him. Because I'm like, you're a celebrity, you're rich AF, and you're cool. You seem cool.
And we can go to the Olive Garden.
Yeah. Plus, you look so hardcore. Are you going to look hardcore then?
No, quite.
Face tattoos are so scary.
No. I decided I want to get my eyeliner tattooed.
Oh.
But I'm not. A lot of people just do like a line. Makeup. Yeah, they do the line like right by their lash line. So it makes their lashes look thicker. And so you almost.
Is that why they do that?
Some people. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, you go up in there. Because it's dark there. It makes your eyelashes look like they're a little thicker. I'm going to go full wing. I want it to kind of come out a little bit from my eye.
Oh, like how much?
I'm not really sure how big that would be. What, like a centimeter?
And like how thick?
I haven't decided yet. I might just have her draw them on and like
and
we'll
see
which
like
one I like.
Not.
Yeah, but I don't want like a little guy or a thin one. I want a decent one so I don't ever have to.
You want the full meal deal so then you never actually have to put eyeliner on yourself.
Right, and you can get touch-ups like the she's saying. I think I saw on the thing like 18 to 24 month touch-ups and stuff like that.
Does it like because it'll fade because it's on your face or? Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about that. Like if you wash your face every day, twice a day, like
right.
It's probably going to fade, I would assume.
Right. I mean, you're technically not supposed to wash your eyes anyways, unless you're wearing makeup. because you're not supposed to have,
well, yeah, like if you do like eyeshadow on top of it, you're gonna like, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. So I don't know how the lasting thing is. I'm like, even if it doesn't last and I don't like them, that works out. Like, just kind of fades out, and I can cover it with concealer. But yeah, I'm getting
technically
getting a face tattoo.
Have you read things about like if it hurts or not?
Oh yeah,
like,
I'm assuming it's gonna hurt.
Well, because the eyelid is such a thin sense, and like, I mean, you've had tattoos before, so you know what it feels like,
right? I do have a numbing cream. I don't know if I can use it for that. Like, it's numbing cream for tattoos.
Tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to be like careful you don't get it in your eye,
right? That would not be fun.
At least it's like a small, like it's such a small area that like hope it'll probably be
quick,
gone fast, like by fast, like,
right?
That is so crazy,
right?
Oh my god, are you gonna tell your parents?
I'm gonna see if they notice. We'll see.
I don't think they're gonna notice. I mean, they might in the morning, and like because you live with them,
right?
Like, and you don't normally have makeup on like a lot unless you're like going out or doing content,
right? That's why like sometimes I'll be doing my makeup and mom will get home and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just playing, don't mind me, I'm bored.
She's like, you look different, you have makeup on, why?
Oh, I went crazy. I'm like, I'm gonna do vampire makeup, so I started going all crazy with it.
That one specific time. Where are you going?
I'm just bored and you're playing. I just saw this technique. I got this new makeup. Anyways.
That's so crazy. But I also was thinking about it, and like people like dye their eyelashes. So, I mean.
They darken them, yeah. Because I've known some people with blonde eyelashes.
But I guess having like a tattoo sounds just crazy. I mean, people do that with their eyebrows too, I guess.
And I don't
think. Which probably saves a lot of time.
I don't think they do, what's it called? I don't think it's a tattoo machine they use. It might be this. It might be, but because I know.
I hope it's not.
No, it's because I know what they do for the eyebrows. What are they called? Microblading.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's kind of like they make a little cut in a sense, it looks like, and they add the ink. It's a little more. It's a little different.
Gentle than an actual like machine.
Yeah, because the machine is constantly vibrating. But I don't know. I've seen pictures, but I've never seen video. So for the eyebrows.
But you've seen video of the eye.
Eyebrows. I haven't seen the eyeliner yet. Well, that's not true. I did see one video of a girl that I follow on TikTok, and she's gorgeous. And she, I watched how she did, and I love the way her liner looked on her.
How much does this usually like cost?
So,
it costs deals. You got a discount?
No, it costs a pretty money. No, not that much. But well, for a tattoo, I think it would be a lot of money. For a small tattoo, if I were to say, hey, I'm getting a tattoo about that size somewhere, it would be expensive. However, this is a very specific area, a very difficult area.
Yeah, you have to be trained to do an eyeball.
Yes. So I put my $100 deposit down. It is $250.
So you're committed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's actually not like as terrible as I would think. Well, I never actually really thought about how much it'd be, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's like going to save you so much time and you like just wake up looking fabulous. But damn, you've already paid it like almost half.
Right?
Oh, that's exciting and nerve-wracking.
I mean, I don't know. It just feels right. Like, I don't really do that kind of stuff, I guess.
You don't what?
I don't really just go like, oh, this sounds fun, let me do this. I usually am a little bit more thorough and overthink it, and I'm just like, no, this sounds awesome. It's going to hurt. But I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, and the fact that like you thought that, so you put the down payment on, you made the appointment, and it still feels awesome is a really good sign.
Right. And this is a chick I found on, so I'm in a mom group when we got my little brother. When he was like 2 weeks old, I've reached out to my Buy Nothing group in like Stevens. I'm like, hey, if you guys have anything baby related that you don't need anymore, I'll gladly pick it up and get it off your hands. And so Nina reached out to me. She had started this mom group, and she lived in Lake Stevens at the time. She's like, let me add you to this group.
Cute.
And so people who are like, I'm getting rid of baby clothes, who wants them? That kind of thing. So I got a lot of support from this group. And they always, like one gal always posts, and she has her own studio that she does microblading, and she does the eyeliner, and it's called Beauty in the Blade, and it's in my hometown of Lake Stevens.
I love that.
And so I was like, you, I see nothing but good reviews for her. Like, everyone adores her. She just seems like a really cool chick. So I'm very excited.
So you're going to support them and go there?
Yeah.
Do you know that, have you like met or talked to or like looked at the person that's actually going to specifically do yours?
It's all one person.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I think it's just her.
Okay, so you've seen, her work. And
yes. It's exciting.
It's super exciting. I just like, the thought of getting my like face tatted just scary. Especially the eye. don't know, because I've like thought of LASIK before because I like have terrible eyesight, but that scares me too.
Like, you don't have any tattoos at all, though.
No, no. But this one actually seems very practical.
Yes.
Like, which I appreciate, you know? But then what if you ever want to, like, switch your eyeliner up or, like, have a different color? Or, like, do you ever do that?
I mean, you could either go over it, like, put a little white in there and then just add the color on top of it.
But then what if you'd, like...
It's, like, almost having, like, a stencil there the whole time.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. If you want to darken it, too, you have your wing already.
I think, I mean, there's a lot of ways to cover it. Like, I've messed up. I've done my eyeliner, and then I'm like, okay, let me add the eyeshadow, and then I completely cover up the eyeliner. Yeah, so.
But wow, that's exciting.
I did tell Danny, because I wanted to see his reaction. I'm like, I'm getting a face tattoo, and he looked at me like, what? And then I explained, and he's like, I've always kind of wanted a face tattoo, but I don't know what I would get and if it's really something I would want. Like,
where would he
like,
get it?
I don't know. But like, I definitely understand that feeling, because I like when Kat Von D came out, she had like the stars on her by her eyes. I'm like, that looks so cool. I would not do that. But
she's like a person that could pull it off. Right. Especially in the industry she's in. Like, they accept that no matter what. I know. Some face tattoos look really cool. Or, like, the neck ones.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would go full throat ever.
Oh, that seems painful.
Besides the fact that it's really painful, I might get, like, the side of my neck, like a little guy, like a very dainty thing. Yeah. I thought about that, but...
I think that's cool. Or, like, the behind the ear.
Yes, I definitely like that, too. But I don't think I would ever get my chest done or my neck.
Oh, I'm surprised with you in the chest, because that's, like, a big area.
Oh, one, it's going to hurt, and two, it just... I don't know. I'm like, I don't.
You just don't.
It's
like
just
the
not
look
for me.
Of it.
Like, I like the look of it on other people, but I don't think I would like it on me. And I also don't think I would. Like, I know it's funny because, like, I have my arms tattooed, but with a chest piece, I feel like it won't necessarily, like, translate to, like, every event in my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, everyone will see it?
Yeah, like, for example, if I wear, like, a ball gown or something, or, like, for whatever reason I'd wear a ball gown.
Because like, it's fancy.
It wouldn't match, I think. And so even though I have arm tattoos...
Oh, like, if it was colors and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Like, I know I could say the same about my arm tattoos, but for some reason I think the chest is, like, up and center, like, here
and
it
right
is.
There. Yeah. Well, I mean, same with the throat, I guess, too.
Yeah. But, no, oh, man... I'm not doing that. And somebody asked if I had a lower back tattoo, and I do not. I have an upper back tattoo.
I love the tramp stamps.
Would you ever get a tattoo?
I mean, yeah, I would if someone like put a gun to my head.
But I mean, like,
I thought about it. If I don't know, I'm not really into like if people die putting like their
memorial
name or their dates on my body. I mean, maybe if I had a child. Like, I'd maybe put the child's name if it was alive or dead, maybe.
You could always do, inspired. Like, a symbol. Like, let's say you name your child Ruby. You know, you can do a Ruby or something. That kind of a thing.
Yeah,
or if there's something that reminds you, like, hey, they were born on Easter. Let me do some pretty Easter flowers or whatever.
I might be more inclined if, like, I act like feel some type of way, like, with a child, having a child. But, I mean, with my family now and the family that's, like, people I've known that's passed, or like even with my boyfriend now, I'm like, I don't really feel inspired to like put you on my body anyway.
I mean,
except it's funny with my boyfriend, as I tell him, because he can't wear a ring in his work he does. It's really dangerous too, so I keep telling him he has to get a ring tattooed on his middle or on
does
his
does he mouth, have any
his
tattoos?
Ring finger. No.
Mm-mm. Okay, at all. Okay, I would have
so
sworn
like,
he had one.
You gotta put a ring on your ring finger.
Get
a tattooed
one of those
because you won't
rings.
Be able to. Yeah, I guess maybe he could wear those. I think maybe some of them, or they wear a ring around like his chain or whatnot
on
but,
his neck.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I would want it to be super. It would have to feel right and be crazy, super crazy meaningful to me to put it on my body.
I think it definitely when you first get your first couple of tattoos, it definitely. You feel like you have to have a strong connection. There's almost a guilt to it.
Mm.
Like, oh, like you just got that for fun. And it does eventually after a while, you're like, you know what? I just got this because I thought it looked cool. Like my little Bulbasaur I have tattooed on my arm.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. Like my dad and I would send it to each other. So in a sense, it was because like it's like a thing that reminds me of my dad. But I thought it was so cute looking at this that it was just like, oh, my God, that I had to get a tattoo.
A nerd.
And so that's what it was. And honestly, a lot of my tattoos kind of stemmed from, you know, my insecurities. Like, I don't like the way my thighs look, so let me cover up my thighs. Like, and I'm,
that's so sad.
Yeah, but like now I look at them and I'm like, you know what? They're more jiggly than they were when I got the tattoos in the first place.
But you, now you love them.
But I love my tattoos, and I like my jiggly legs and my jiggly butt. And
that's good if it made you love it.
Yeah, this is what I got. I don't got anything else.
I'm gonna flaunt my pirate ships on my booty.
And a lot of these, like, there is a sense of like connection, obviously, with certain things. Like, I got, I saw a picture of like this harpy chick, and I really loved it. And I had my buddy do that for me, and I had her hold a microphone because I thought, even if I don't stay in radio my entire life, this was a big portion of my life.
Yeah,
so that's my ode to this.
See, that's my thing, is like, I'll see a picture or something, but like, for me, having it like hanging up in my wall is like good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need it on my body to like always remember this time or always remember this person or whatnot. Plus, like, I am not an impulsive person at all.
No.
So I would have to like sit on it and think about it and really go over the, like,
you still wouldn't do the kiss on your butt?
Oh, if I was to just get like some random ass like tattoo, it would for sure be a paralips. I don't know where. It'd probably be on my, it'd be a tramp stamp or like on, like right above my vagina, you know, like right next to my like hip
on your hip bone. I have a
yeah,
couple
but like
on my
not
hip bone.
Right on my hip bone, like lower. So like,
gotcha.
Only
on
really
your pelvis.
Special people would be able to see it.
Hmm.
But yeah, if I was to get something like, yeah, like not meaningful at all, it would. And that's, I've always thought that since I was like 15, I wanted that. So I don't change. But I was, it's just so impulsive, and that's just not me. And I'm like,
My cousin, she was a bridesmaid. And her and the other bridesmaids and the bride all got tattoos on their butts.
That is too much. Oh, my gosh. Let me see.
But, like, one of them, I can't zoom in and do this. Hold on. No, I won't do it. But one of them got, like, a kiss on her butt.
That's cute.
The other
one.
They
didn't get all the same thing?
No, they each got their own thing.
Oh.
So the bride got a little heart, and then my cousin got, like, the peach emoji, or, like, a peach.
Oh, that's funny.
On her butt.
That's actually a super cute idea.
My cousin has a nice butt.
She does have a nice butt.
But
I'm just really focusing on the butt, not even the tattoo.
Right, but it's, I can't tell if the other girl got one, or if it, like, I can't tell if that's a triangle, or if that's just, like, a weird dent in her skin, but she might not have gotten one.
I love that they were all so, like, down to do that. Like, maybe they probably did it on their bachelorette party or something.
Right. I have no idea.
That's so fun. Maybe I'm going to steal that idea. I'll force my friends to get a tattoo.
Or even just get a fake one and, like, have it for the wedding.
Okay,
on your butt, so you can take that same picture.
I mean, if I was the person that bitched out of getting a tattoo, I would do that. I would have a sticker on to just be a part of it.
Like, that actually would be hilarious.
But that, a heart, a pair of lips, and a peach, I love that, actually. And I have some friends who are so YOLO who would do that.
I have a cousin. And he's one of those people that floats in and out of my life. Like, sometimes we're, like, always, like, connected, like, best friends. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but he never really seemed to have his life together because he was a lot more impulsive and lacked taking accountability. But I would see him, we'd hang out, it was a lot of fun, and then I wouldn't see him for a couple of years, and then again, it's just kind of that person, and like, whether it's a family member or friend, that's who he was. And so one of the last times I hung out with him, he's like, let's go get tattoos, let's get cousin tattoos. I'm like, what the hell are we gonna get? And like, I've always wanted to go and get, like,
so did you guys not do it?
No, we ended up not. Because we couldn't find a place. And also, like, I don't know what I would get, dude. Like, are we supposed to get the exact same tattoo? Are we supposed to get similar tattoos? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
And he's like, get it on your knees. I'm like, where am I going to get a tattoo? He's like, get it on your knee. I'm like, I'm not.
Your knee?
I'm not getting a tattoo on my kneecap.
Ah, no. That sounds horrible.
No.
Well, and then what would you guys agree on? Like,
exactly.
That, yeah. I mean, I feel like it has to be like the same tattoo or almost the exact same tattoo, but then people usually just put it in different spots.
And
that's what I've heard.
And I had gotten, so when I was in high school, I had this crew. We called ourselves the Pirate Crew. And we each had a symbol because we each had a nickname. And so I had a friend of mine draw a piece where it was like a Jolly Roger that had all our symbols incorporated, right?
Cute, yeah.
And I still have the paper that she drew. And so I got that tattoo when I was like 19.
Dang.
I think I had just gotten my internship here at the radio station when I got this tattoo done. So I had told all my friends, like all the people in the group, and we were all supposed to get it, but nobody has gotten it since.
I was like, are you guys all still like really close?
Most of us.
Most of us, but there are some people's symbols on there that you're not close with.
No, but I mean, I still care about him. Like, he's not close
See,
to me.
That's where I'd be like, they do not deserve to be on my body permanently.
I definitely wouldn't. If I had to get the tattoo today, or if I was told, hey, I can remove that for you, I wouldn't. Like, I still want that there.
Are you really surprised that nobody else has gotten this tattoo? They're never going to get it.
No, okay, so I'm not surprised one of them. I'll give you the code names we had, or our nicknames.
Okay.
So, Emo...
Hardcore. He should have it. He probably has tattoos.
Right. No, he actually doesn't really. If he has them, I think he has one, and I think it's tiny. He was that guy that never really had money because he's always just doing dumb things.
Yeah.
And now he's a dad. But like, he grew up, he found religion, he found a wife, and like, we're still pretty close.
Oh, he's never getting that tattoo.
No, he's never going to get it unless we get him drunk and do it. The other one, Lucky, I think he definitely does. He wants it. He wants to go get it done. Like, anytime we bring it up, he's like, I want to get it done like right now. But he's got 3 kids.
So?
And he's redoing the house. So
he said over 10 years to get this done.
Right. So I'm like, he's not going to get it done. I know he would do it. Like, if we were at the tattoo shop, he would get it done in a heartbeat. But I have to like.
Nikki, you still have so much faith in people.
No, it's I'm not sweet. Saying. I feel like his heart's in it. But okay. He's a dumbass. He's not going to do it. His heart would be in it. The other one, he's still close to or still friends with Emo or Sunny. So he's still friends with Emo and he's still friends with the captain. The captain, I don't know, he can be an a-hole. Like, I hang out with him and we've gone and hung out, but he's just still so like kind of stuck in his old ways.
Oh, like he's kind of rude.
Yeah, he's a little rude, but he's also, I'm like, you realize what? For example, I asked him once, like, what are your plans in the next, like, you know, like, what is your life goal? Because some people are like, I want to find love, right? I asked, like, we were in this long conversation. I'm like, well, what exactly do you want? Because some people want love. Some people want money. Some people want a family. Everyone has different goals. Like, some people want to travel. I'm like, what is your number one goal?
Yeah.
And he said, I want to take down the forces of evil. And he said, like, I'm just like, what?
Oh, did he believe it? Because some people really do believe in that stuff. Yeah,
yeah, I'm like, what do you mean?
Really
like,
think that.
He thinks, like, you know, he's one of those, like, the government's corrupt and I'm going to take him down. Like, you know, we're not in a comic book, right? Like, what are you going to do? Like, you don't have a plan. Like, if he said something like, I'm going to protest or I'm going to, like, run for office or I want to change this. I'm like, that makes sense. He just thinks he's going to get superpowers in a sense and just be able to do these things.
There are a lot of people out there like that, actually. I mean, so,
but it's funny because he's a very responsible person. He just bought a house. He like works really hard. He cares for his family. But he's just, again, this is why these were my friends.
And you have a symbol of him tattooed on you.
Yeah, I really do.
So why doesn't he have it?
I don't know. He's nuts.
That's fair. But I feel like this was kind of a crazy thing to do.
I know. That's why I'm surprised he hasn't done it yet. But
so if you didn't have this tattoo, would you get it today?
Not this one. I would want it different.
Oh, but you would still have all of these people represented in your life. Damn, girl, why don't you have a tattoo of me? I've been in your life long enough and I'm amazing. And still amazing.
My silence speaks volumes.
I'm listening.
I don't know what I would get for you.
Pair of lips.
I don't want a pair of lips.
But you got all of their symbols on your body?
Yeah, I picked out the symbols.
Oh, I thought somebody else picked out all the symbols for each person.
No, so Lucky, I picked a four-leaf clover.
And was Sunny a sunshine?
Yeah, it's a blue
and
sun.
Emo, like a knife?
Emo was a teardrop because it was a Jolly Roger. God. It's like a teardrop on this skull.
Okay.
And then Captain, like his like MySpace name was like Biohazard. So I have a tiny little Biohazard symbol on the forehead of the skull.
Oh.
It was a little weird looking. And then one of the other ones who, like, I've known him since seventh grade. Like, he never really had a nickname. His name was CJ. He didn't have a cool
nickname.
That's
really sad he didn't have a nickname.
Well,
like
he moved away to, like, California before he got a nickname. So his first tattoo when he turned 18 was, like, the symbols for a deck of cards.
Oh, okay.
So in the bones, the crossing bones, like in each like spot I put all the, there's a heart, the club, everything. So it's like subtle.
Oh, the diamond and the spade.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little
tribute to him.
A little tribute to that guy too.
And then what about yours? What was your nickname and what was your symbol?
Mine was Jinx. Mine was Jinx.
Barely remembers.
Well, no, because I had a couple other ones too, other nicknames, but nobody ever called me that. Those are just like my online screen names. Mm. That's why I get them confused. But mine was Jinx, and you can't. There's not really a symbol. But my first tattoo was a broken heart that was fixed with stitches and stuff.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
So that's on there too. And they put a top hat, like a almost like a Mad Hatter hat on the skull, and so my heart is on the hat.
Oh, and the Mad Hatter hat isn't representing anything.
Kind of like one of Lucky used to have a like what is it, Night Before Christmas Mad Hatter hat from like Hot Topic, and we'd all wear it.
He would. Yeah. I actually think I know exactly what hat you're talking about.
There's pictures I think on my Facebook. But it's, you know, I think I would definitely still get it. I would change up the style a little bit. I'd make it more modern.
This is a very thought out tattoo.
I think I would add like more geometric patterns, like very modern vibes, definitely. Especially because the girl who drew it, she's a great artist, but she's kind of a pain in the ass.
Oh, so you
I paid her though. Like, so I mean, it wasn't like I owe her anything. She doesn't owe me anything.
Yeah, but you were like, you don't want to ask her to do more, this or whatever.
No,
she'd give you a hard time about it.
Oh, I haven't talked to her in years.
Well, yeah, not now. No, I don't think you're going to get another one.
There's plenty of other amazing artists out there.
Yeah, and plenty of other amazing people like your amazing coworker Sarah to honor on your body.
I still don't think I want a pair of lips.
What about like my initials?
No, I'm not doing initials.
What about Ooh Sarah?
I'm not doing Ooh Sarah. I'm not putting someone's name on me.
Oh, is that where you cross the line?
Yeah, because it's just like I'm not a big name person. Like tattoos, like on me, that's not really my jam.
Weird, because you have lettering. You have like
but it's not a name.
Was it?
I have like a quote.
A quote.
Like I have a quote on my arm. I have like lettering on like another tattoo that was a cover up for an ex.
What about a tongue? Would you do a tongue?
No, I'd rather do the lips.
Oh, I don't. I'm trying to think of what else represents me.
A pole.
Give me a time. Yeah, yeah. Would you just do a silhouette of a woman? That'd be sexy. You know, like you see on like a lot of the cars.
No, definitely not. Not a silhouette, right, because my friend had the mud flap girls on our legs and it just did not age.
I love that look.
They didn't
like
age
on her calves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they didn't last very. They didn't look great.
We'll just put a little one. Very little. And it doesn't have to be on your legs. It can be on a part that a lot of people don't see. Woo!
I still need convincing. But that
I'll
being
keep
said,
thinking.
Although I did think I might start, like once my parents move out, I might start practicing pole.
Really? Mm-hmm. I support this 100%.
I've been following.
I'm not even using my pole, so I can bring it over. We can install it wherever.
We can have a great time.
Oh my gosh, that would be so much fun. I don't know how tall it goes or how tall your ceilings are, but
we might have to move some stuff around.
That's fine. Who needs like a dining room table and a couch anyway?
Right? But
I want to come over.
We'll figure it out and we'll definitely have to talk about that on the podcast as well. But
oh, hell yeah. That'd be good content too.
For the OnlyFans.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Vicious. Anyways, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.